Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. People of God, God bless you tonight. We are indeed grateful to be here yet again. We thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We are, again, grateful. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come and be a part of this worship experience with you. We do pray that you had a beautiful time in the Lord on today. As you assemble yourself, amen, with the saints, with other believers, glory to God, we pray that the Lord came in and blessed you greatly. Amen. God bless you tonight. Again, we just want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Again, please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone to come and be a part, amen, of this worship experience. God bless you tonight.
The recording has started.
God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen. Again, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be a part of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Truly, the Lord has been good to us. We're grateful for it. Amen. We're so very grateful. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful. Glory to God, beyond our souls does magnify the Lord. Amen. Our soul magnify the Lord. Our spirits, amen, exalt. We bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. So again, we thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for your time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We welcome you. Amen. I believe now we're up to 59 countries. I believe it is 59 countries. Glory to God, 59 countries that we are broadcasting in. Amen, glory to God, 59 countries. And we bless the Lord for that. Amen. People of God, as we grow, we're changing. As we grow, we're trying new things. Amen, glory to God, to be able to accommodate the magnitude, the measure of what God is doing. Amen, over 31 million listeners now. Amen, Jesus, and we are trying to grow and expand. Listen, we need your prayers. We really need your prayers, amen, because we're trying to make this work. We're trying to make it happen, amen, so that God can be glorified, that God can be glorified, that you, that each of us can be blessed, amen, beyond measure, amen. So we thank God for you tonight again. We will be rebroadcasting tonight, so we ask that you go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on. Amen, Jesus. The numbers are growing. Amen, Jesus. So they're growing because you're inviting. You are inviting. Amen. We want you to continue to invite. We want you to continue to request copies of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Continue to request those copies and continue to send them out. Amen. Because those broadcasts go, amen, perhaps where you never will, because someone hears something in the broadcast and they want to bless somebody else. And that's how it goes. And it goes on and on and on. Amen. So we bless God for you tonight. Just want to acknowledge our leaders tonight. Amen. Want to acknowledge my leaders. Glory to God. Thanking God for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Amen. Thanking God tonight for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him tonight. Glory to God for Bishop, amen, K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen, Jesus. Thanking God for the elect ladies that stand by their side. Amen. Glory to God to make the whole. Thanking God tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Amen. And just want to thank God for all of your leaders. Amen. All of your leaders, amen, that the Lord has placed to feed us, that we can grow, that we can develop. Amen, Jesus, that we can come to the fullness of God. Amen. The full measure of God. Amen. In the Godhead bodily. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight. Amen. We just wanted to get our intro out. Amen. Listen, we again want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly receive a copy of the broadcast afterwards. All you have to do is text us. Amen. We will send you a copy. Send us a text message. Amen, Jesus. We realize, glory to God, that, amen, Jesus, some of you have not been receiving your copies, but listen, we don't want the link to break, amen. We don't want your confidence to break and our ability to give you what you asked for. So if you have requested copies, we want to ask you to send us another text message, glory to God, and let us redeem ourselves and get those copies to you. Amen. Glory to God. So we don't want to break the link. Amen. We don't want the chain to be broken. Glory to God. But we want to give you what you need and what you ask for. Again, if you have requested copies, we apologize that we've not been able to get them to you. But if you will, amen, Jesus, give us a moment, amen, to redeem ourselves. So if you requested a copy, send us a note, send us a text, and we'll certainly get that information to you. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight. We thank him tonight. Amen. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him tonight for, again, all of his grace. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus, again, as we continue to grow, amen, we're trying new things. So glory to God. If there are a few kinks here and there, we just want to ask you to bear with us. Amen. Bear with us while we get it right. Bear with us while we perfect. Amen. While we perfect the process. Amen. Glory to God. Just bear with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Love us. Amen. Pray for us. Amen. Because certainly we're praying for you. And we thank God for you for walking with us. Glory to God. As we go to the next level. Yes. As we go to the next level, amen. You've heard it prophesied on the line, amen, several times. And people, God, we just want to let you know that it is happening, amen. So, again, bear with us, glory to God, as we work out the kinks in the process. Work with us, amen, Jesus. Pray with us, glory to God, because we mean Jesus all the way, amen. So at this time, we are going to join our pre-recorded broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, pray with us. Amen. One for the other. Amen, Jesus. As God be glorified in each of our lives. Our minds for what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let us look towards heaven on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your goodness. Father, we thank you for your grace. We're thanking you for you've been good to us. And for this, we come to say thank you, Lord. We said thank you tonight, O God, for waking us early this morning. We said thank you, O God, that when we rose, we were in our right mind. And for this, we thank you. We thank you for keeping our families. We thank you for keeping our loved ones. We're thanking you for keeping our neighbors, O God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Glory to God. To you do all glory in the precious name of Jesus. We come tonight. We come tonight bringing a heart of thanksgiving, bringing, Father, tonight upon our lips praise. We're grateful unto you. We're thankful unto you. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for this divine ordination, this time that you've ordained, O God, that we would come together. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, Master, we give you praise. We bless you tonight. We're asking that you would look upon this line, look upon this people now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look far, look near in that precious name, O God, for you know what we have need of. And Father, we're asking, O God, that glory to God, as we're coming, O God, into your court, amen, into your gate, glory to God, we're asking that you would look upon us now. Look upon us, O God, that we would be a glorious
praise unto you in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you will look upon us. We're asking that you will sanctify us now in the precious name of Jesus. Sanctify us by thy truth. Sanctify us by thy word. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you forgive all of our sins, all of our iniquities. We're asking that you forgive us now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, we do pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would have your way among us. Have your way in us on tonight. Have your way with us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to look upon every heart, every altar, oh God, on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to look upon us tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, for you see the need on tonight. You see the desires on tonight. And Father, we're asking that you would move upon the altar on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, some tonight are coming for healing. Some are coming tonight for provision. Some are coming tonight for peace. Some are coming tonight for direction, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, but you are our El Shaddai. We're asking you tonight, you, oh God, you know, oh God, you're able to give. You're able, oh God, to bless. You're able, oh God, to restore. You're able, glory be to God, to give unto your people everything we need. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Thanking you for moving by your spirit. Thanking you for moving by your anointing on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. Glory to God. But we're coming tonight. We're coming with outstretched hands. We're coming tonight, oh God, with open hearts. And we shall speak to our hearts on tonight. Father, speak to our hearts on tonight. Speak, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, and we bind the spirit of distraction on tonight. We bind every distraction, glory to God. We bind every hindering force on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we say, let your word have free course. Let your word have free course in the midst of us. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to restore the brokenhearted. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to lift the heavy hearts on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to strengthen tonight. Strengthen your people tonight in that precious name, oh God. Father, do it as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to breathe glory to God. We're asking you tonight, Father, to cause your light, oh God, to shine in the hearts and in the minds of your people. Father, for your word declares your people, oh God, the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. And Father, send your word tonight. Send your great light on tonight. Illuminate our minds on tonight. Illuminate, hey, glory to God. Illuminate on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, cut asunder on tonight everything, oh God, that would hinder, everything that would cause your people not to embrace you, not to embrace your word. Father, we cut it asunder tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your word have free course on tonight. Let your word, hey God, penetrate tonight. Penetrate, oh God, higher. Oh God, penetrate the sinful heart on tonight. Oh God, that there will be yielding. Cause your people to see. Oh God, cause your people to see tonight where we stand, where we are. Oh God, not according to what we know, not according to our understanding, but according to your word. In thy precious name, oh God, your word, penetrate tonight the hearts and minds, the souls of your people. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. We glorify you on tonight. We thank you tonight. Father, we say, make us over again. Make us over. Father, make us over again. We pray, make us over. Oh, God, cause us to walk in the newness of life. Cause us, oh, God, every step that we take, every order step that we take, oh, God, cause us to walk. Cause us to walk in the perfect law of liberty. Cause us to walk, oh, God, in thy precious name, oh, God. Cause us to seek you. Cause us to seek you first, oh, God. Cause us to seek you first in all that we do, in all that we say. Cause our priorities to shift. Oh, God, cause our priorities to shift, oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, cause us to seek you first. Glory to God in all that we do, in all our understanding. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for bringing us in. We're thanking you for your covering. We're thanking you for being a shield. We're thanking you for being our high tower. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, and we run into your name. We run into your name, oh, God, for you. Oh, ha. Glory to God, Father. We glorify you on tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. And, Father, we're running into your name, and we're saved on tonight. Save, oh, God, from destruction. Save, oh, God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Save, oh, God, and save. Oh, God, safe in your arms, safe under the shadows, oh, God, under your shadows. Glory to God, and for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We bless your precious name on tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, all over the world. We're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for moving. Thanking you for moving by your spirit. Thank you on tonight, God, for overturning the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you tonight for your great salvation, your great salvation towards your people. Father, we say save someone tonight. Save the unsaved on tonight. Deliver, oh God, those that are bound on tonight. Oh God, by your mighty hand, by your strong arm. Oh Father, do it tonight. Do it again, we pray. Do it again. Hey, Gashamo, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for those that are standing in need of healing. Father, tonight you declare by your word, we are healed. We were already healed. And Father, we give you thanks. We praise you. We glorify you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for touching the bodies of your people all over the world, all over the world. We're thanking, hey, glory to God, all over the world. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Now, Father, we ask on tonight, send your word tonight. Send your word, cause it to have free course. Do what you will, Father, in the midst of us, as you always do. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for your leading. And thank you for your guiding, Father, for you know who have come to this line. Father, now we say, speak to the hearts of your people. Speak and revive your people, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. And for this, oh God, we glorify you. We ask you to bless your speaker tonight. Bless your speaker this night. Bless, bless, bless as only you can. Bless, bless, Master, as only you can. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you glory tonight. Thank you for strengthening the hand of the righteous. We're thanking you for the out of your glory upon your people in thy precious name, Jesus. Thank you for vindicating. Thank you for vindicating your people. Thank you for retribution. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for the overturning, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. But if we glorify you, we magnify you, oh Master. We magnify you, oh see God, we magnify you, yeah God. We magnify you, glory to God in the earth. We lift you, oh God, we lift you high in thy precious name, Jesus. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we do give you all the glory. We give you all of the honor. In thy precious name, Jesus, now we're asking that you hide us behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood, we pray. Oh, God, in the precious name. Hey, my mama, hi. Oh, God, your blood, oh, God, that shall not, will not ever lose its power. Cover us, Father, we do pray. In thy precious name, Jesus, we again, oh, God, to have your way. Have your way, be glorified in the midst of us. And for this, we thank you. Thank you for blessing our speaker now. Bless the woman of God. Bless the woman of God on tonight. Bless as only you can. Do what you will. Strengthen, oh God, cause your manifested glory, your manifested wisdom, your knowledge to come forth in the midst of your people. Thank you for the yielding of this vessel in thy precious name, Jesus. We pray We honor, we glorify you, O God, in the Peheshan Deba. Haya, hey, God, Irabasa. Yenabiasahaya. Oh, Gloria Maya. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In that precious name, that precious name, Jesus, we pray. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Somebody just say amen on tonight. Glory to God. Just say amen in expectancy of what you're expecting the Lord to do for you. Glory to God. Expect, expect, expect. Cause the spirit of expectancy to embrace you. Glory to God. Put a demand on heaven. Amen. Put a demand out there. Glory to God. Set your cup out there. Set your heart out there. Set your mind out there. Glory to God for an answer. Hey, God. Set your heart. Set your mind. Set your spirit. Glory to God. Towards heaven for an answer on tonight. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. For the Lord truly is yet in control. He got the whole world in his hand. People of God, he's got the whole world in his hand. There's no situation. There's no circumstance. Amen, Jesus, that is beyond him. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless him. Again, we glorify him. We magnify him on tonight. Glory to God again. People of God, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on in. Amen. Invite them to come in and be with us on tonight. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on in on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to have our scripture reading. Have our scripture reading tonight by Sister Mary Holland on this night. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Blessing to the readers. Readers and the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Is that psalm being read on tonight? Just a little melody. Amen. Dropped in my spirit on tonight, and it says, give thanks unto the Lord, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Lord. Everybody give thanks unto the Lord. Whoa, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks unto the Lord. Glory to God, for his mercy endureth forever and ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. And we give him thanks, amen, in this time, in this hour. Amen. Blessing him, thanking him. Glory be to God for his goodness, thanking him for his grace. Glory to God and all that he is, all that he has done, all that he's doing for each and every one of us on tonight. Amen. We just thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we just thank God again for bringing us here. Amen. Bringing us here at this time, at this hour. Amen, Jesus. Now it's time for the word of God. Glory to God. It's time for the word. It's time for the word. Amen. And we're just so grateful on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the goodness of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. We honor him. We glorify him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We want to ask, amen, our speaker to go ahead. Amen. Press star 6 and come on over on the platform on tonight. Glory be to God. But we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. God bless you. There you are. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. She, listen, people of God, as they say, she's busy on and off screen. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She's always on call 24-7. Truly, 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 she's on call 24-7. Amen. She has a big heart. Amen. She has a big ministry. God has given her the wherewithal, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, amen, to minister to countless people. Amen. And she does it in love. She does it in grace. Amen, Jesus. But she yet does it in righteousness and in truth. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight for this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. Of course, she's no stranger to us. Glory be to God. But we bless God. Amen. That she was, amen, one of the pillars. Amen. If you heard the testimony, amen. Glory to God. She was one of the sounding boards in the beginning. Amen. She and Evangelist Stamper, amen, between the two of them, amen, Jesus, they kept me in the middle, amen, Jesus, so that I could continue to walk forth, amen, in the confidence of what God said. And here we are, amen, still walking, amen, in what God said. Tonight, people of God, we're going up to Lawrenceville, Georgia, amen, Jesus, as we've already said. Amen. She's no stranger to this line. Amen, Jesus. But she's a woman of God, has a mothering spirit. Amen. Again, a spirit of wisdom. Amen, Jesus. Spirit of counsel. Amen. Glory to God. Loving, 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 loving spirit. We give God thanks tonight, people of God. And tonight we are going to receive, amen, one of our PNN advisors on tonight. Glory be to God. We want you to receive Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God bless you.
God bless each and every last one of you all tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God
bless the name of the Lord tonight. I glorify the name of the Lord tonight because he's worthy. God is so worthy to be praised. I glorify the Lord. And I praise God for each of you all. And I thank and I praise God for everyone in their respective places, to all the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, the body of Christ as a whole. I glorify the name of the Lord for your pastors, your bishops, your apostles, your evangelists, whatever, and all over the world. I magnify the Lord for Apostle Hagen, Bishop Tina, Apostle Taylor. I praise God for Bishop Samuel Smith and Pastor of Monroeville. I thank and I praise God for him. I bless the name of the Lord for Co-Pastor Heatherton. She stood as long as she could stood. She went as long as she could go. as she declare and still declare the Lord, even unto now. But I praise the name of the Lord. She went. And she went and she gave it all she had. And I praise God for her being my co-pastor. And I said unto her teacher, Bishop was, James was my pastor, bishop, prophet, and apostle. I thank and I praise God for him and the teaching. I glorify the Lord for Apostle Taylor to set unto him his teaching. I thank and I praise God also from our Bishop Randolph, James Randolph, and the pastor and his teaching. I praise God. He said, why have you got so many? Well, I glorify the Lord for all those that have had a hand in shaping me. And I glorify the Lord for all those that still got a hand and still shaping me. I praise God for Pastor Bennett. I do. I praise the name of the Lord for Minister Bradley. I praise God for Minister Kidd, Evangelist Kidd. I think and I praise God. It's so many, Pastor Terry, God rest his soul, so many. So many. When I tell you so many. Oh, I bless the name of the Lord. You go back and you look back over your life and you see just how far the Lord have brought you. And I magnify God for the ups and the downs. I glorify the Lord for the bumps and the scrapes. I magnify God for every trial and every situation and every circumstance. I thank and I praise God. And I couldn't at the time, but now I can praise him. Because trials come to make us strong, not to destroy us. And trials come that it may bring God praises unto his name. And I thank and I praise God for every test I do. And Minister Bradley was singing the song, Oh, Give Thanks Unto the Lord. We ought to give thanks unto God for whatever state or whatever we find ourselves. We ought to give God thanks. We ought to give God praise. You know why? I'm glad someone asked me the question. Because the Lord always thinking of you. It don't matter what you're facing now. God was thinking on Israel. God was thinking no matter what they was going through. He was thinking on them. Even when Pharaoh had him enslaved, God was thinking on them. And the Lord had to raise up someone to send to rescue them from all their bondage, their struggle. And it's amazing. Sometimes the Lord can come and rescue us from struggles and bondage. Our dead places. Our dead situations and circumstances. And when we are polluted in our own blood. And he come and rescue us. And it's amazing sometimes in his rescuing us. And him sending a lifeline. How easy sometimes for us to forget who have caused us to be able to sit in places that we sit now. He that has been, has caused us to live in homes that we live in now. Ah, when you look back over your life. And maybe some of you all have always, I don't know. I can only talk about what I know. That's why he has to become personal to you. Your praise has to be personal. You can't tell it like I can tell it. I can't tell it like you can tell it. But I glorify the name of the Lord for where he has brought me from. And he was thinking of me even before I was conceived in my mother's womb. God was thinking about me. Isn't that all right? Isn't that all right to be thought of by God? And knowing that he knew your name before they even named you, isn't that all right? Some of our name he had to change. Ah, when we become new creatures. Isn't that something? God thought of us. Even before the foundation of the world, God thought of us. He thought of me. I take it personal. He thought of me. And that he loved us so much that he thought of us, that wickedness and abomination sin was so, had waxed so in the earth, and the enemy was rowing, going to and fro in the earth, that God himself thought of a soul, and he decided that he want to know who could he send. He searched up and he searched down. He searched high and he searched low. Who could he send? And he looked at himself, and then he had to take himself and the word wrap it in flesh and send it down to rescue us, And the word became flesh. And it dwell among me. I thank and I praise God for that. That even in our dead situation, our messed up situation, I think sometimes the saints are the people of the Most High God dwell on your mess up. Most of you dwell on the one that's able to clean you up. I know the Lord won't have nothing to do with me because I messed up, I did this, I done that. Did you think that caught him by surprise? I think not. He already knew you were going to stump your toe. But tonight, just a word to come to remind you tonight, you are someone who is deeply loved by God. Isn't that all right? You are someone, don't ever forget that, no matter what you're going through, who is deeply loved by God. I don't feel like nobody loves me, nobody cares. You are someone who is deeply loved by God. Galatians tell us tonight. Galatians chapter 2 tell us tonight. We are someone who is deeply loved by God. Isn't that all right? If you're a new creature, all things past, and behold, all things made new. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ in me, in you, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. But if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. He didn't die in vain. He didn't die in vain because I'm here. You here. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. No, because he got up. Nothing he went through was in vain. Nothing he faced was in vain. If you can just hold on and endure hardness as good soldiers, if you can take persecution, and David was saying, they pursuing me without a cause. They after me for no reason. I can understand, Father, if I done something. Yes, sir. I can understand. If I cause these things, I can understand, God. But they said in secret. And they make up things about me. They say things about me. And they pursue me for no reason. For no reason, Lord. But nevertheless, I still owe it to him. To give him what due unto him. And that's praise, glory, and honor. Now we're gonna go to Romans 8, chapter 8:39. For I am, say it, I am,
Say it to yourself, I am. And when you're going through things, say, I am. When you feel like surrender, throwing your hands up, say, I am. When everything's cutting up and the money's funny, say, I am persuaded. I am persuaded. You got to be persuaded, people, to God. You must be persuaded. The fight is worth it. The frustration is worth it. Enduring hardness is worth it. Because you believe that your living is not in vain. That you're going to be able to see Christ one day. And he's going to tell us to come on. You were faithful over a few things. Come on, come on. Take a rest. Take a rest. You got to be persuaded within your own self. If the word just shut up and you don't hear nobody preaching no more, you got to have enough confidence in what you have already heard. You've got to be persuaded that you have enough already pain in your own heart, your own belly, your own spirit, your own mind. To see you through. I used to hear the elders say, can all you can while you can. Preserve even now every bit you can get. For I am persuaded, okay, that neither death, and that's man's prayer, fear death, and if you can ever overcome that word death, because the angel got to do what he got to do. Nor life. We don't get too scared about that life, but that thing called death. But even when we hear that, it still don't cause some of us to change wholeheartedly. But in parts, wholeheartedly, but some of us depart in parts. We some of us don't surrender all. We'll sing a lie, say we do. Oh, we'll testify on high. But when you surrender all and you give it unto the Lord, and when you forsake all for him, and his righteousness, you will not lose your blessing, and God will reward you greatly. He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principality nor power nor things present nor things to come. Nor things present, nor things to come. No height, nor depth. Nor any creature. No demon. No nothing. Shall be able from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing present. No demons, no power, nothing in the future. No death, no life, no angel, nothing can be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can be able to separate us from the love of God. You've got to be persuaded within your own mind, within your own. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. But can anything separate God? Nothing can separate me from the love of God, but how about your love for God? Can anything separate your love for him? Oh, we know can't nothing separate his love for us. But can anything separate us from loving him like we ought to love him? And you remember when he said, when you were polluted in thy own blood, Ezekiel, I think it's 16. When I passed by thee and I saw thee was polluted in your own blood, you were struggling, messed up. In your own blood, I said unto you, live. And I spread my spirit over And so your shameless one be seen. Mm-hmm. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. And Second Peter. Now I correct myself. 1 Peter 2:9 tell us. 1 Peter 2:9 tell us. I'm not going to be before you long, because it don't matter how long you be on here. Sometimes long is not all the time good. And sometimes go ahead and give them that good hot dose of medicine and let it go ahead and do what it needs to do. Because you stay stirring too long and stay shaking it, just keep shaking it too long. Just go ahead and give it to them. Sometimes you can give a tracer, and sometimes it's not good to give a tracer. If it's a shake, well before take. Shake it well before take. It's Second Peter. First Peter. What in the word is Second Peter? 1 Peter 2:9-10. But ye are a chosen generation. Do you believe you're chosen? One part of the scripture says, we didn't choose God. He chose us. Or when the gospel says, we didn't choose him. He chose us. And when we came to ourselves, we were already chosen by him, even before the foundation of the world. We just had to come to ourselves. We had to come to ourselves. We had to get born again. The light has to go off so we can see that God loves us so much that he chosen us before the foundation of the world. But ye are a royal. Ye are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. And holy nation. A holy people. A material people. That ye shall show forth what? The praises of him. Why? Who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we should do what? To show forth the praises of him who has called you, me, out of darkness into his marvelous light. What time passed now? Don't get it twisted, are you? What time passed? We're not a people. You weren't a people once upon a time. That's why we got to be careful. We got to be careful how we treat others. But are now the people of God. What have not obtained mercy once upon a, thank God for the word, but now. But now have obtained mercy. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, I wasn't a people. You wasn't a people. Once upon a time, we had not obtained mercy. But thanks be to God, now we have obtained mercy. Thanks be to God, now. Now, tonight, today, we have obtained mercy. We have obtained mercy. No goodness of our own. No works that we've done, but only by the grace and the mercy of God that we have attained mercy tonight. And that when we was not a people, now we have become a people of the Lord. Isn't that all right? But now we are a people, saints. Now then, we are ambassadors. That's coming from 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ambassador for Christ. You have ambassador go from country to country to represent. Hey! So now he said we are his ambassadors. We are to represent him. When we go from place to place, from city to city, from town to town, from house to house, event to event. We are his ambassadors.
Yes.
How do you represent your country? How do you represent your God? Hey, how do you represent him, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
How do you represent your lover? How do you represent, oh, yeah, I said it, he's the love of my life. How do you represent your healer? How do you represent the lift of your head?
Mm-hmm.
You are his ambassador. How do you represent him that sustains and keeps you?
Jesus.
How do you represent the rock of your salvation? How do we represent? How do we represent our provider? Hey!
Alabasha.
You are his ambassador.
Thank you, Jesus.
How we represent him. President sent an ambassador to another country. You got to represent well. Lay aside your differences and represent him that sent you. Represent well. You may be in a disagreement at home, but you step out and represent him that sent you.
Yeah.
How do you represent? How do you represent? How do you represent him that sent you? Right now, we are ambassadors for Christ. For Christ. That means you got to represent him. You're an ambassador for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take this thing serious. Seriously. You have to. As though, God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ. Say it. Be ye reconciled to God. On his behalf. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How you represent your Lord? When you step out and you marry, whatever you do, you represent your husband. You're the bride. When your husband goes somewhere, he represents the wife. How or do we represent each other? You're a representative. You're an ambassador. You are an ambassador for Christ. For Christ. You are. We are ambassadors for Christ. Ain't nobody got nothing on you. Whoever the ambassador of the United States ain't got nothing on you. Or the country, he said, so what? You all want to. How you represent? How are we represent him when you go to the game? How? In our language, our lifestyle. How? In our home. How? We are his ambassador. How are we representing him? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him don't have to perish. But after we receive him, and after we get rooted and grounded in him, and after we continue with him to get to know him, and after we put on Christ, not standing far off from Christ, but we put him on, so we will be his representative in the earth, that his glory can rest upon us, that the world can behold him wherever you go. And the world will know that you represent him and that you are his ambassador. The devil would know that he know it.
He knows who you represent. He knows who you represent, who you say you represent, and who you don't represent. He knows. God knows. Talking to me first. It don't matter because I'm in the church. I'm in the building because I am the church of the living God. You are the church of the living God. You are the bride of the living God. How do you represent him? We can't represent God through fornication. We can't represent God through adultery. We don't represent his. We're not good ambassadors when we leave and we go to other countries and we go and down talk instead of uplifting and praise him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to embrace and uplift him wherever you go. And he says, y'all draw now to me with your mouth, but your hearts are far from me because you don't represent me. Hey, when you leave your hometown, some of you don't wait to leave the hometown. Who can, you can't tell me nothing. I'm grown. I do what I want to. That's the problem with the body of Christ now. We grown. To grow up in Christ. Hey, because I'm grown. And we don't even give the honor and respect to those of elders like we once held. Once upon a time. Those in the body. And I'll be honest with you. We had respect for the elders. Didn't make a difference whether they was in the church or out the church. We are the Lord ambassador people. How we represent him. That's why. We our heart represent our king. Mm-hmm. We represent the Most High God. We represent the Lord of Lords. We represent God Almighty. We represent the King of Kings. How do we represent him? Now, since we're ambassadors for Christ, through God, we are his ambassadors. And he loved us so much that he said, now, I have been crucified with Christ. Oh, then if we've been crucified with Christ, we're going to be a great ambassador. We're going to be the best that he is. We're going to represent him with great respect and with great honor. We'll represent him as if we know that now the life that we live now is not of our own, but it's unto him. It's unto the Lord. It's faith through Christ. And we must be convinced, persuaded. Nothing can cause us to misrepresent him. Nothing can cause us. Nothing can cause us to bring him shame. Nothing can cause us can't do it. He robbed the grave. And he took the stain out of death. Nothing. We are his ambassadors. How are we representing him? Wherever we go, we ought to represent him. We'll represent him well. Oh, I didn't say you wasn't. I asked a question. If you represent well, continue to represent well. If we not represent him like we should, then we ought to get, then tonight is tonight that we can begin to represent him like we ought to. As we know that we are his ambassadors. When people go to other countries and they say we are from the United States of America.
Once upon a time when you said we're from the United States of America, it meant something. So much corruption have gone on and so many lies and more people breaking. I'm saying it. I'm like, Jesus, I come and die. But I died once. I can't die no more. So what is it now? I just live until eternity. And that means no more dying for me. So much corruption, so much criminal. There's more criminal in high places than anywhere. They commit more crimes than anything. And those that think they're above the law. So much evil being done out in the open. Oh, you know why? Because God is bringing people to an open shame. God is putting on display what's really in people's heart. Mm-hmm. We've gone for a long time. We can stay here for a long time. But who you represent and really who you are, it's going to be put on the display. Our nakedness will be shown. We don't get the same down pat. And if we don't represent God well, we got to represent him well. We are his ambassadors. And when you're proud of your country, you don't mind representing. When you're proud of your Lord and Savior, you don't mind representing. That's why, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You may be heavy, but you know God is the lift of your head. You may be burning down, but knowing you can cast all your cares upon it because he cares for you. Uh-huh. You may not have no money in your pocket, but then you know that God is the provider. Mm-hmm. And you can represent him well as if you own the earth, as if you own everything. Why? Because if the earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof, and then all that dwells therein, and if we are a royal priesthood, if we are that mercurial people, if we are a royal priesthood, and if we are a chosen people, that is his, is mine. Why? You the bride of Christ. He represents us well. And then you can say, yeah, you know you're screaming, but I'm going to yet trust you. Uh-huh. I'm yet going to make known your goodness among the living. I'm yet going to tell of your goodness wherever I go. I'm going to show, make known your deeds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Present and represent well. By the rack and the pain. I'm going to represent and represent well. He's my healer. He's my healer. But she said, he's your healer. He's your healing. And you still, your body still racking in pain? He's still my healer. My healer. We got to represent and represent well. The Lord is my shepherd. We don't have to want. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. We represent him. We are a chosen people. You are a chosen people. I am a chosen people. Know who you are. Know who you are. Know who you are in Christ. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are. I'm in agreement with what the word say about us now. You are. We are. A royal. We are royal. A royal priesthood. And the life that we live now is unto Christ. It's unto Christ. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by faith. So tonight, I'm not going to talk long. Told you that. You're royal, chosen. You're his ambassador. You've been crucified with Christ. Nothing can separate you from his love. We are God's special possession. He brought us out of darkness into a marvelous light. He took our grave clothes off. He strengthened us where we was weak. Excuse me. He built us up where we've been torn down. We got to represent and represent where you're his ambassador. You're ambassador for Christ. Tonight, he's telling us who we are. He told us who we are, and he also told us to know just how much he loves us. Ain't no president got to choose you to be an ambassador. I already don't chose you to be one for Christ. God have already made that. I already told you you're chosen people. I already told you a raw priesthood. I already told you. Can't nothing separate you from my love. Just know that. Know that. And whatever we face in life, we ought to give God some praise for who he is and who we are and how he looked at us and how he thought about us. I told you I wasn't going to hold you long if the Lord said the same. Know who you are when you're facing obstacles. Know who you are when you're frustrated and aggravated. Know who you are when pain racking in your body. Know who you are and represent and be the best ambassador that have ever been created, because you represent your king. You represented the Most High God, and there come none greater than he. If there be anyone tonight, that would like to give your life to Christ, the time is now. If you would like to become his ambassador, if you would like to become a representative of his, and if you already won, and if you just need a little strength, you can come. And if you heard the word tonight, and all is well, you can give him some praise. Tonight, when you lay down, know who it is you represent. Know who it is that's keeping watch over you. Know who it is that's giving anger charge over you to keep you while you're slumber and sleep. And if by chance we wake up in the morning, thanks be to God. Know who it is that has given us new mercy, new hope, new beginning, a new outlook, a new start. And by chance that you live, move, and have your very being in it. Because we nothing without him. We can't do nothing without him. If that be anyone, you can hit star 6 and come over. Whatever you need, God got it. But I thanks be to God, he just strengthened my life. You have to say his word. And you have to repeat his word. You have to declare his word on your life and in your life, on your job, in your surroundings. There be any tonight. Would there be one? All is well?
It's all is well. Minister Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you see anyone?
No one is on the platform right now. No, ma'am, no one's on the platform.
Well, we want to thank God for your coming. We want to thank God for your listening far and near. We want to thank God all is well. We declare and decree on this night that all is well. We declare and decree on this night that you're strengthened. We declare and decree on this night that you're healed. We declare and decree on this night that you're lifted in your spirit. You're encouraged in your spirit. We declare and decree on this night that your needs have been made. Your need have been met. We declare and decree this night that you have peace. We declare and decree this night that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, God.
We declare and decree this night that he's the rock of your salvation. Decree this night. He's your hiding place. We declare and decree this night. He's the secret place. You can run into him and be saved.
Yes.
We declare and decree on this night.
In the Bahusha.
On this night.
Yes.
That you can speak those things that are not as so they were. We declare and decree on this night. Children being delivered. Husband being set free. We declare and decree on this night. Family being saved. We declare and decree on this night. Eyes being
opened.
We declare and decree on this night. Light coming in dark places. We declare and decree on this night that he has become Lord of your life. We declare and decree on this night that you are having an epiphany, awakening in your spirit and accepting him for who he say he is in your life. On this night.
Mm-hmm.
We declare and decree on this night. Dissolve. We declare and decree on this night. Blood pressure come down. We declare and decree on this night. Diabetes has no dominion. We declare and decree on this night. Heart problems have no dominion. No sickness nor no diseases. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Because we're a new creature, new creation. Old things that once had hope to you have passed away. And behold, all things made new. If we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. God, we magnify him. We glorify him. In the name of Jesus. We declare and decree on this night that thy light has come. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. We declare and decree on this night for every member of the body of Christ be strengthened, be lifted, be encouraged. Every leader, what God give you to speak and do his will. We declare and decree on this night that you be an example of what the word say, that you don't mislead and misguide. In the name of Jesus. We declare and decree on this night that we be examples in our homes,
yes,
on our jobs, in the streets, in the grocery stores, or wherever we go in life. If it's by plane or by train or by cars or by bicycle or walking. We declare and decree in this night that peace be still in your home. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. In the children. In the bloodline.
Jesus.
In the family, in the body of Christ. We declare and decree on this night that mature people come together and let us reason. We declare and decree this night animosity be laid aside and dissolved in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift your name up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for forgiving us of all our sins and trespasses. Yes. Thank you for washing and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, Father, for your name's sake. We thank you for creating within us a clean heart and renewing within us a right spirit. We thank you. We praise you for making our pathway straight in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you. We praise you for your saving grace. We praise you, God. We magnify you for being our keeper and for being Lord of our life. We praise you for being our sustainer. Lord, we thank and we praise you, God, that nothing can separate us from your love. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. Well, nothing can separate us from your love. Absolutely nothing can separate us from your love. The past came, the present, nor the future. Nothing can separate us from your love. And now, Father, don't let nothing cause my love be separated from you.
Yes.
Or our love. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now.
Abosha.
We thank you for this platform. We thank you for the advisors. We thank you for Minister Bradley. We thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you for the readers. We thank you for the songbirds. We thank you for the listeners. Oh, God, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you. We love you. We thank you for this open door. We thank you, Lord God, for this body, this church without walls. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your body. We thank you for thy kingdom has come. Your kingdom is coming together. We thank you. We thank you for you giving your kingdom. And we praise you for it.
Yes.
Unto yourself. We thank you for hauling out a people for yourself. We thank you. We thank you for how you move it from all four corners of the earth. We thank you, Lord God. Even God, everything that's being put in place that will do hurt or harm to people, that will cause hardship on people. Lord God, we know in our heart that God, if you don't fight for us, who will? If you don't stand for us, who will? But we be honest, there are some things too strong for us, but it's good for you. Fight against those that fight against us. Help those to help us. And the same confusion being set, you send it back until where it came from. In the name of Jesus. If David wasn't afraid to ask you, I'm not afraid to ask you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You do it. You do it. For those that seek to do me hurt, or do the body of Christ hurt, or do the innocent hurt, would that cause? Because the battle is not ours, but it's yours. They'll say it the word, the battle is yours, and victory belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, thank you once again now. We love you and adore you. We appreciate you. We magnify your name. We glorify you, Father, in your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord. God bless you, saints. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God be with you, Minister Bradley.
Praise God. Praise God. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister. Amen. God bless you tonight for this word. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, straight out of the mind of God for the people of God. Amen. Letting us know. Amen, that we are deeply loved by God. Amen. Glory be to God. Deeply, deeply, deeply loved by God. Amen. Just enabled us, people of God, to look. Amen. Just to see the depth of the love
that he has for us. Amen. And that even while we were yet sinners, he came and he died. Glory to God. His love cannot be separated from us. But, amen, as the woman of God said, amen, what about our love for him? Glory to God. That's what we have to be concerned about. Amen. That's what we have to be careful of, that we don't let anything, amen, come between us and God and our love for him. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Beautiful word on tonight. The woman of God declared, amen, that we got to be persuaded. We got to be persuaded in our own mind that nothing will let nothing separate us. Glory be to God. We got to be persuaded. We got to be persuaded, amen, Jesus, and that we are truly a chosen generation. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. And then comes right on down to let us know, amen, that we're ambassadors for Christ. Amen. We're ambassadors. He's bestowed his love upon us, his blessings upon us, his kingdom expression upon us. Glory to God. And we are representing. Amen. We're ambassadors for the kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Doesn't that sound important? Doesn't that sound, glory to God? And listen, that just sounds just like a soldier. Amen, glory to God. A person, amen, who is upright in character, in morals. Amen. Got their thinking on right. Amen. Sounds like they're shielded. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Right over there in Ephesians 6. Amen. All of that and more. Amen, Jesus. Got on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. Just as the woman of God, as you were ministering, amen, I just saw this soldier. Amen. I saw this person. Amen. Suited up. Glory to God. Suited up. Amen, Jesus. Got on. Amen, Jesus. Have cast aside, amen, all of the things that would beset them, or that would beset us, glory to God, from doing this work, from taking on, glory to God, this stewardship that the Lord has placed upon us. Amen. Glory to God. But I tell you, I was blessed tonight. Amen. I was blessed tonight, amen, by this word on tonight. Glory to God. This is a word to the church. Amen. A word to the people of God to know who you are and be confident in who you are. Glory be to God. Got to be persuaded in your own mind by the word of God. Amen. By his word, his word, his word. Glory to God. So we give God thanks tonight. We bless him tonight for the word. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Jesus, for this word. There's so much within it. Glory to God. Amen. That we can go back and examine ourselves and listen at it. Glory to God, even as the word was coming forth, amen, so gracefully, amen, grace, words filled with grace, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for this word. People of God, listen, we really want to encourage you to send this word, amen, to somebody, amen. Send this word to somebody tonight. Glory to God, listen at it again and again and again. Glory to God. Listen at it and send it to someone. Amen. Glory to God. They may not open it the day that you send it. They may not open it, amen, a week after you send it. Glory to God. They may not open it until months later. Glory to God. Sometimes a year later, amen, Jesus, we get the reports where people are listening at the word, glory to God, many, many, many days after the word has been declared. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise that they have it to open, because if we don't send it, they won't have it. Amen. Glory to God. So we want to send the word, send the word, send the word, people of God. There's a blessing, amen, in sending this word, publishing this word, glory to God, getting this word out. Amen. Glory to God. You may, amen, think that it's nothing to it, people of God, but there's a blessing, amen, in sending the word. All it takes is a click, amen, copy and the link, amen, and send it to someone else, glory to God. That's all it takes. That's all it takes, amen, glory to God. And they'll have it right there on their phone so that when the Lord moves upon them, they can just click and listen, amen, glory to God. So if you would like to have a copy of the broadcast, you may certainly have a copy, amen, and that number tonight for you to text is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. You can certainly get a copy as well, people of God. Those of you that are listening internationally, if you would like to have a copy, that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Also, don't forget, you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and there you can listen at our recorded broadcast, amen, as many times as you like, amen. Like it and share it, amen. Send your, put your comments out there, amen, and share it with someone. Send it in Messenger, amen, or just tag someone's page, amen, glory to God, so that they can hear this word, glory to God. Send it, send it. Send the word, amen. That's a blessing, amen, again, in sending the word. Also, don't forget you can listen via the web, amen. Go out to the Prayer News Network Google. Just Google Prayer News Network, amen, and there you will get our broadcast as well, amen. And also there on the on that page, you'll be able to listen via podcast, amen. Well, if you like podcasts, you can certainly listen via podcast. Amen. But we just want to thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Amen. Again, the Lord is doing great things. We are now, again, reaching into well over 59 countries. And we thank God for that. Amen. For enabling us to, amen, put this word out there. Amen. To put it out there that others can be blessed. Put it out there, glory to God, for this word spoken in due season that the people of God can hear the voice and the voice of his people. Amen. That's what it's all about, because it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Glory to God. We're doing it for the kingdom. We're doing it for the kingdom, people of God. We're doing it for the kingdom. Amen. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. Again, tonight for this word, thank you again for helping us to get this word out. God bless you again, woman of God, for this word. Amen. This word filled with so much grace. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to speak a word. Amen. Glory to God. Speak a word over your life tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you for this word. We're thanking you for your messenger now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for her willingness. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for her availing herself to give unto your people that you would have on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise now. Father, we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for the ministry that you place within her. We're thanking you now, Father, in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking, oh God, that you would strengthen your servant now. Strengthen her, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen her for this hour. Strengthen her, oh God, even after this broadcast is shut down. Father, we're asking that you would give her supernatural strength. God, strength to speak your word. Strength, glory to God, to give a word unto your people. Glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now for this vessel. We're thanking you. We're blessing you now. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We're asking you, bless her, Father. Bless her going out and her coming in. Bless her tonight, Father. Cause your favor to rest upon her. Cause your favor, oh God, to cover her. Cause beauty and bands to be with her, to walk with her in thy precious name, oh God. Yes. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for lifting now. We're thanking you for strengthening her now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God, for fortifying her by your spirit and by your anointing, that as she gives to others, we're thanking you, oh God, that she has an open heaven, an open portal, God, open access unto you, whereby she may gain strength in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for blessing her family. We're thanking you, oh God, for blessing. Blessing, glory to God, as only you can. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, right now in that precious name, oh God. We're thanking you, glory to God, for looking upon her heart, looking upon the altar of her heart on tonight. But you know what she has need of. You know what she has need of. And Father, we're touching and agreeing right now. We're touching and agreeing right now, God, that you would give her the desires of her heart in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you for ordered steps. We're thanking you, glory to God, in that precious name, Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you, glory to God, for being El Shaddai unto her more than enough. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you. We thank you for causing your face to shine upon her, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We forbid backlash of the enemy right now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cover and that you would shield her, even now, Father, from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you for this word. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And so it is on tonight. Amen. We bless God. Amen. We bless him. We thank him again. We love, we appreciate him. Amen. Glory to God for his servant on tonight for such a beautiful word. Glory to God. And at this time, amen, we're going to, amen, turn the platform back over to you, woman of God. Amen. For other remarks and for, amen, the blessing and dismissal of the line. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, Minister Bradley. May God be
thank
with you. May God shine upon you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Richly bless you. Richly bless you. I bless the name of the Lord for you. And I thank and I praise God for your endeavors. I thank God for you. You're not ever, never surrender and giving up. You press through it all. No matter where you find yourself, you press through. You press through. You press through. And God looking for someone he can count on. And he knows who he can. Press through it all. And I praise God for you. Because you are a great example. No matter what I'm facing, no matter what you're facing, you says, Lord, I'm going to do all I can do. And whatever I do, I'm doing it for you. And I praise God for that. I do. I do. I appreciate God for you, for your pressing through every circumstance. And I praise God for it. And I bless God for you all being patient. I thank God for you all coming faithfully.
Thank you,
I praise
Jesus.
God for you tonight. Now let the word that we heard tonight penetrate our heart, our mind, and our lifestyle. And let us become a good representation of the Lord. Talking to me first. Let us represent him well. Because we are ambassadors for Christ. And it's amazing just how much he loves us. And now, Father, as we approach the throne of grace one more time, just to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
just going to say thank you for your people. We ask you to bless this people. We ask you to shield and cover this people. We ask you to protect this people.
Yes, Jesus.
We ask you, Lord, to go with this people. We ask you, God, to lead and guide and direct this people. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask you, Father, that you reveal yourself to this people. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to draw us. Draw us now unto thee, Father, every day.
in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood covering, for hiding us behind the cross. Thank you for rebuking death and accident from all four corners of the earth. Thank you for keeping us while we slumber asleep. Excuse me. Thank you for blessing our going out and our coming in. We just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for blessing in other countries. Thank you, Lord, for staying well as it is. Thank you, Lord, for their faith and their steadfast in you, and they are unmovable. Thank you, Lord God, for those, God, that is facing dire and horrible times. Cause them to continue looking to the author and the very finish of their faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know it's nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you once again. Take your word and hide us in, hide it in our heart, that we may not sin against thee, Father, no matter what we come up against. In the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. We say cover us once again. Cover with the blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind the cross, Father. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God be with you. And may God's face shine upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Minister Bradley.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. Again, people of God, we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. We want to just invite you back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Invite, amen, someone to come and be with you, amen, on the broadcast. Amen. God bless you. Amen. On behalf, amen, of all of the PNN advisors, everyone involved, amen, all of our listeners tonight, we thank God for you. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to you in Jesus' name.
Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Oh, we are honoring you.
That is not gonna work. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let's disconnect.